Next to your home, your vehicle is where you'll spend a good amount of your life. So make the ride exhilarating. Introducing the all-new, fully reimagined Infiniti QX60, a luxury SUV designed to help you conquer life in style. The all-new QX60 features ample cargo space, available massaging front seats, and a panoramic moonroof. It's as functional as it is stylish and as versatile as it is serene. Visit InfinityUSA.com to check out the all-new, fully reimagined Infiniti QX60. Now with extremely limited availability, contact your local retailer for inventory information.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
The focus of today's podcast is to pray for our children and their schools. So important. We have the mind of Christ, so we can do this. We can do this well. Things in life that we consider natural, mundane, practical are actually primed to be infused with God's supernatural supply. For example, our fervent prayer, our fervent praying becomes supernatural when infused by God, when His Spirit is on our prayer, when He breathes on the words that we say, that divine element kicks in. I know because when my children were school age, some parents got together at 5 a.m. every day to pray for an hour. And we would pray not only over our own children, but over every school in the city. That included all of the students, teachers, classrooms, administrators, the curriculum, all of that. And for an hour each day, we believed that we could intervene in anything that was designed by Satan to harm our children in any way, whether it be their minds, whatever, their worldview. It's so important to realize that as a parent, a grandparent, this is really our responsibility. It is not to be left up for grabs, and it is something that God has ordained. He has given parental authority to you, to me, for this very reason. This experience marked me because I could see the outworking of how again and again my children, they were not perfect. I bet yours are not either. But again and again, I saw the Lord deliver them. Sometimes deliver them from themselves, but His hand on them stronger than anything else. And you'd have to say and realize that because that prayer and intercession was over the other children that were around them, the young people that were around them, you were praying a corporate possibility here. Not just one child, but all of the children. That also is a great privilege that we have as believers, to pray for those who don't have anyone to pray for them, right? So let's get going here. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says that the natural man doesn't really perceive what's possible. Not really in a spiritual sense. It takes a spiritual discernment. So that's what we're going to do as we pray today. You can agree, pray along, repeat aloud. Anytime you say something aloud, it is especially effective, and you have in your own mind, in your own thinking, those specific things that apply to your children, your grandchildren, the concerns, the specific concerns that you have. So we're going to pray in the name of